right earlier, and there was a. Oh. Hey, but there's one announcement for the Chinese church. Do you know what it is? Anderson, I'm going to tell you what it is.
Okay.
It's next week is the Chinese New Year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I wanted you to know that. That was given to me earlier, and so I want to pass that on. So that's a big celebration.
Yeah.
So that's it. Hey, we are blessed today. We have a special speaker. And I'm
going
to invite up Peter and Anna Kupitz. Can you say that?
Oh, well, I mean Chinese.
Oh. And Peter and Anna, we want to invite them up. And as they're coming, I want to tell you just a second about them. Because if you don't know, Peter is a wonderful apologist in the Christian church.
Yeah, so we and
he's one of the, I would say, one of the very good minds in communicating the Christian faith to this next generation. And last night, we were blessed to hear him speak of the problem of evil. And this morning, we're blessed to have him and his wife come, and they're going to share with you what God's laid on their hearts for us today. And so would you welcome them as they come?
Hello. And that sound good? Yeah, that's good. Okay, great. So Bjorn is just, okay, you're here. Good. My Chinese is not very good. So I'm glad she's here. I did learn a little bit of Chinese once, but I only like Shujan about it. I was like, I am Canadian, that's all. I figured I could let the genie of the bottle, because I'm going to sound funny this morning to you all, so I figured I'd just, you know, let you know why I sound different. This is my wife, Anna. And she's going to introduce a little bit about our ministry here. She's Canadian, too.
Yes, so if you notice a little bit of an accent, it's because I'm Canadian. Well, thank you so much for having us this morning. As Pastor Doug kindly mentioned, we run a Christian apologetics organization. It's called Worldview Summit. And as part of the ministry, we travel and do speaking a little bit like we're doing today. And we also create some online videos. You are about to see one of our short 1 minute videos. And you'll notice they're a little bit more fast paced and there's some animation involved. And so our hope with these videos is to reach people online about God and through apologetics. And we're really excited about them because we've just seen how much God has worked through apologetics all around the world. So if you are interested in hearing more about our ministry, there's an opportunity to sign up for our newsletter. And you can do that by, there should be some cards on your seat somewhere. Sorry, I forgot to bring one up here with me. And you can just put your name down and your email, and we send out a newsletter once every 2 months. So thank you again for having us, and I hope you enjoy the video.
There you go.
AP has often declared that they're open-minded people who just follow the evidence and stick to the facts. As they see it, religious people have faith, but they do not. However, one famous atheist was asked what it would take for him to change his mind, and he gave a pretty surprising answer.
What would persuade you?
Well, I'm starting to think nothing would. Which is in a way goes against the grain, because I've always been should change in evidence is forthcoming. Because I can't think of what that evidence will look like.
If an atheist can think of what would persuade him to change his mind, then that suggests he has some sort of unassailable faith in his atheistic worldview. And that means it's not just religious people who have faith. If you're interested in thinking more about this, check out the series called Faith Doesn't Have to Be Mine by William Sun.
Great. So, as my wife was saying, that's one of the little videos we make. There's a whole bunch more on different topics and different issues. And if you're interested, you're welcome to check out our YouTube channel called Worldview Summit. So, one thing I'll also mention, there's the sign up cards that were on some of the seats, but we probably don't have enough. So, and also at the end of the service, we'll be around to just talk some more if you'd like to hear more about the hope for our ministry is that these videos will be something kind of like an apologetics version of the Bible Project, or if you've heard of that.
So, if you're at the
But we've got a long way to go before we get to that. All right, let me start. Mary and her husband John have constant strife between them. Their marriage is marked by anger, resentment, and bitterness. Part of the problem is that Mary is bossy and controlling. She wants to make all the family decisions, control all the money, and discipline the children her way. She's loud, annoying, and demanding. Mary knows that her attitude is wrong. She's decided to follow Jesus, and she wants to change. She's received counseling, and she regularly asks people to pray for her. She wants to end all the anger, resentment, bitterness, but she can't seem to experience any sort of breakthrough. The other part of this troubled marriage involves John. John hates confrontation. He often thinks to himself that if he could just ignore a problem, it will work itself out. He justifies this passivity by saying that he'll pray about it. But usually he just ends up watching TV. There are lots of people like Mary and John that fill our churches every Sunday morning. They hear sermons about the importance of repentance, casting off sin. They ask the Holy Spirit to fill them and use them.
Sometimes they confess their sins to other people. They may even occasionally shed tears of sorrow over the sin in their lives. But then they just keep doing the same sorts of things over and over again, year after year after year. Brothers and sisters, what is going on?
兄弟姐妹,
why is this happening? Why do so many Christians talk about living for Christ, spiritual growth, sanctification, but then they see so little change in their lives? I'm convinced the answer lies in passages like 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse
5.
In that passage, in that verse of scripture, it talks about taking your thoughts captive in obedience to Christ. You see, the thoughts that we have day in and day out, when we're walking down the street, when we're brushing our teeth, when we're going to work, those thoughts mold and shape our heart. And then our heart has a huge impact in terms of how we live our lives. When it comes to marriage, she has strongholds in her mind that have been there for years. These strongholds began in her childhood. You see, as a little girl, Mary was abused by her father. He would spank her for no other reason than just because he was in a bad mood. The slightest little misstep would bring down his wrath upon her. But when it came to Mary's brother, it was like he could do no wrong. Her father never seemed to get angry with him, no matter what he did. And as little Mary struggled to make sense of her situation, it really seemed to her that her brother was always innocent because he was a boy. And she was always guilty because she was a girl. So by the time Mary was a teenager, she developed a certain thought pattern that played itself in her mind over and over again. And the thought pattern went like this. You can't trust men. They will hurt you and take advantage of you. Men can do anything they want, and nobody can do anything about it. They're all the same. So as a teenager, with Mary having this thought pattern playing over and over again in her mind, she made up her mind. She firmly resolved that when she finally got away from her father, she would never let another man mistreat her ever
again.
John also has strongholds in his mind too. Like his wife, he also had a difficult childhood. But instead of his father being the problem, it's his mother. She was a domineering woman who would say nasty things to him. Things like, John, you're such a mess. You'll never amount to anything. John also tended to be clumsy. So his mother, or he would constantly get belittled and be called a klutz. Like all children, John desperately wanted to get his mother's approval.
So he tried to please her, but the harder he tried, the more he messed up.
他努力地去取悦她，但他越多这样做的时候，他出错就越多。
John was also rejected by some children that he wanted to be friends with. And this was especially painful and difficult because he was already hurting from his mother's rejection. And then to compound things even further, there was a girl he really liked in high school, but she rejected him for another guy. All of this rejection affected the thought processes in John's mind. He developed a pattern of thought that went like this. If you want people to accept you, you need to go along with whatever they say. Don't try to disagree with anyone. Just accept whatever they say. This thought pattern played itself over and over again in John's mind. And that formed and shaped his heart, his character, his behavior, and eventually his relationship with his wife, Mary. Now John and Mary are experiencing all the pain and bitterness that comes from accepting the lies they came to believe and the thought patterns they developed so many years ago. They don't even realize how all of their past experiences have formed and shaped them and how that's affecting their marriage today. They just know that they have a lot of problems. And despite everything they've tried, all of the anger, resentment, and bitterness continues. So many Christians go to church year after year, hearing sermon after sermon, reading their Bible over and over again, but seeing so little change in their lives.
基督徒呢，常常每个礼拜去教堂，常常听讲道，反复读他们圣经，但生命却没有改变。
Brothers and sisters, this should not be.
兄弟姐妹，这不应该是这样的。
The church should be out in the world, conquering the forces of darkness, preaching freedom to the captives, shining a light in the darkness.
教会需要出去，在这黑暗的市民，向别人讲到自由，在黑暗中照明光亮。
But this can't be happening if we don't have our own lives in order. So what are we missing? Well, as I said, I'm convinced the answer lies in passages like 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, where it talks about taking our thoughts captive. You see, the thoughts that we have over the years, these form and shape our hearts, especially the thoughts we have in our younger years. And in particular, the thoughts we have when we go through some kind of difficult or painful experience. Sometimes these experiences form and shape us in good, positive ways. But too often, they form and shape us in destructive, harmful ways. And this happens when we accept certain lies, deceptions, and half-truths in order to deal with the pain that we're experiencing and to try to prevent us from experiencing this pain again. And what happens is, over the years, we forget the lies that we once came to believe. But you see, our heart does not forget. Our heart remembers those lies. And then many deep years down the road, we can't understand why we're behaving the way we do. Sometimes we're shocked by our own behavior. We can easily end up like the Apostle Paul.
In Romans chapter 7, verses 15, he says, I do not understand what I do, but what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate to do.
罗马书七章十五节讲说，因为我所做的，我自己不明白；我所愿意的，我并不做；我所恨恶的，到处做。
You see, even though we can consciously forget the lies that we have come to believe, our heart still remembers. And our heart has a huge influence in terms of how we behave. That's why it says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
箴言第四章二十三节说：“你要保守心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心而出。”
So how can we know what is in our heart?
我们怎么样知道我们内心在想什么？
There's about three or four key things we need to pay attention to.
有三到四件事情我们需要特别去关注的。
The first two are our words and our actions.
一个是我们的语言，另外是我们的行动。
That's why Jesus says in Luke chapter 6, verse 45, he says, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. An evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of.
在路加福音第六章四十五节里面宣告这个真理说，善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来。
The other two ways we can know what is in our heart is by paying attention to the thought patterns in our mind and the feelings that accompany those thought patterns. You see, our thoughts have certain regular patterns to them. For example, let's suppose you see someone being treated badly, and that triggers a thought in your mind of when you were once treated badly.
哎，我们有时候来看到，如果有一个人被对待的非常不好的话，就会提醒过去怎样被人家对待的。Let's
suppose you were once hurt badly by someone named Billy Bob.
我们就用举一个例，曾经被叫 Billy Bob 的一个人，对待。I
know Chinese again. Let's suppose Billy Bob hurt you badly. By the way, I apologize. His name is Billy Bob. Not about you. I try to choose a name that I don't usually hear.
我选择这个名字是希望没有跟你的名字不一样。And
if your name's Barry or John, that's also not about you.
我不是怕，别人的话也不是跟你不一样。The
truth is, every time you remember what Billy Bob did to you, you have a rush of emotion, feelings of hurt and pain surge through your body.
每次你想到 Billy Bob 怎么样对待你的时候，你的心里面就有个情绪激荡，里面有感到一个痛跟伤害涌上了心头。
Billy Bob hurts you bad, really bad.
他伤害你的非常的深。
And that pain returns every time you think about what he did to you.
每一次都回忆到，当你想到他怎么样对待你。
Over the years, you've learned to deal with this pain by nurturing feelings of regret. Regret that you didn't hurt Billy Bob badly in return. The thing is, Billy Bob died a few years ago, so you can never get the revenge that you long for.
Billy Bob去世了，所以你就没有办法复仇。
Nevertheless, as you walk down the street, you have revenge fantasies bubbling up in your mind. You dream about what you would do to him if only you could go back in time. And these revenge fantasies go on and on. Until suddenly you bump into an old friend.
And 直到有一天你忽然看到一个很好的很老的朋友.
In the blink of an eye, all of your thoughts and feelings about Billy Bob disappear.
And 忽然间你对 Billy Bob的这些幻想、复仇的幻想就不见.
Instead, you're filled with warm feelings of joy at seeing this old friend.
但你看老朋友的一个喜悦.
It's so great to reconnect.
重新建立一个关系真的太棒.
Furthermore, Billy Bob is gone. You can't even remember thinking about it.
And 就没有办法记得 Billy Bob 做的事情.
That is, of course, until a few days later, or a few weeks later, or maybe months later, when you see someone being mistreated again, and then you think about Billy Bob, You start having the revenge fantasies, and the whole cycle happens all over again.
但过了几天，也是过了几个月，你看到有人被对待的非常不公平的时候，Billy Bob又出现。All
of us have these kinds of thought patterns in our mind.
我们每一个头脑里都有这样的思想的模式。
And the older we get, the more ingrained they become in our minds.
And 我们越年纪越大的话，这样的思想模式就在我们心头越来越扎根。
But the sad fact is many of us are oblivious to these thought patterns we have.
但是很难过的是，我们常常很轻忽这样的想法。
And that's a problem, because if we want to live a godly life in Christ Jesus, we need to be aware of what we are thinking about.
但是我们如果愿意活在神里面的话，我们要注重我们的想法。
It's only by becoming aware of them that we can then realize the lies we come to believe, repent of them, and see deep change in our lives.
如果我们能够看到这个思维，我们知道这些谎言在我们的里面，我们才能向神认罪。
The thing is, it can be very difficult to spot the lies in our mind.
但是有的时候是非常的困难看到这个谎言在我们里面。
Life is complex.
我们的人生是又非常复杂的。
Our relationships with other people are complex.
我们的人际关系很复杂。
We oftentimes, if we have a disagreement with someone, it's hard to know. Is it their fault? Is it our fault? Usually it's some of both.
有时候跟人家意见不一样的时候，你会想是我的错还是对方的错，还是两个人的错。
So in order to be able to know the lies that we have come to believe, it's so important that we spend time in prayer on a daily or regular basis.
所以我们需要来到神面前祷告，每天都来。
If you just spend 5 minutes a day praying, I don't think that's going to be enough in order for the Holy Spirit to really speak into your life. I really encourage you to spend 20, 30 minutes, or even an hour a day in prayer and meditation. By meditation, I don't mean yoga. Be meditating the Word of God and allowing yourself to reflect on your life and how your past has influenced you and affected you. I find it very helpful to go on prayer walks. And if you go on these prayer walks or do any kind of prayer time, if you try to do that, you know your mind gets distracted. It's very easy to start trying to pray about something, and then you think about what you're going to do tomorrow, you think about the food that you left on the stove, you think about what your kids are doing, or whatever it might be. And then you feel frustrated, you're like, I'm wasting my time, I could be doing better things than just
daydreaming.
If that's your experience in prayer, you are completely normal.
哎，如果你是有这样的经历的话，是完全正常的。The
mind loves to just jump around everywhere.
我们的思想是很喜欢在那边跳来跳去的。But
if you experience that, what I want to encourage you to do, instead of feeling frustrated, I encourage you to pray about whatever your mind drifts off to.
哎，如果你很沮丧的话，我想你为这件事情特别去祷告。If
you're worried about your finances and you find yourself distracted by that, start praying about your finances.
如果你财务有些问题的话，花时间在这边祷告，为财务祷告。
Ask God to help you make wise decisions and to not be too obsessive and make money your God, but also to be a good steward of the resources He's given you.
像求神给你做一些在你财务上一些明智的决定。
Sometimes you might think of like some conflict you're having with another person.
比如说你跟别人有些冲突。
As you do that, you want to start praying about that and become aware of memories that come to mind that relate to this incident.
哎，如果这些冲突的时候，在跟祷告的时候去思想是怎么发生的。
A lot of times the Holy Spirit will bring up things from your past to help you realize what you are being controlled by.
哎，有时候圣灵会让你看见你的心里是被一些过去所控制。How
your heart was formed and shaped by your past experiences.
你的心是被过去的经历所形成的。And
once you start becoming aware of these lies that you come to believe or truths and how your heart becomes shaped by them, you can repent of the lies that you came to believe.
但你已经有这样的谎言深深的在你的里面，把这些东西带到神面前，求神帮助你。
But that's not easy to do. Just coming to recognize the lies through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, through the prayer, that's a big step. But once you try to replace the lies with the truth, you find it's a long, difficult process.
所以我们要用真理去取代这个谎言。
Because the mind or the heart develops what you can call as what kind of like ruts in it.
我们有时候我们的思想就像一个车轴。
If you've ever driven down an old dirt road with ruts in it, you know what I'm talking about.
如果说我们有时候在开一个车子走过一个很多泥巴的路的话，你就知道我在讲什么。
When the tires keep going in the same place over and over again, holes develop in that road.
但你的那个轮胎一直走在那个车轴里面，就一直这样走下去。
When the holes get deep and your tires get into those ruts, and you try to turn the steering wheel to get out of that rut, you can't move the car. Because the tires will only go in one direction where the ruts are.
哎，这个轮胎呢，因为深陷在车轴里面，你想要改变方向的时候是不容易出来的。
And that's the way it is with our mind and with our heart. We do develop certain thought patterns.
这跟我们的思想同样的情况。
Our mind keeps wanting to go back into these thought patterns.
我们的思维会常常会回到过去的这样的一个思维。
And you can try to turn the steering wheel, that is, replace those wrong thoughts with the right thought, but it's like your mind won't obey.
哎，有时候我们想要回到一个正确的，但是很快又回来。
You have a wrong thought, you replace it with the right thought, and then 3 seconds later, you're back in that wrong thought again.
你还用正确的去取代错误的，3秒钟就回来。
And this doesn't just happen once or twice, but over and over and over again.
不是只是发一次两次，一直重复的发生。And
after this happens 1,000 times, it's very easy to feel extremely frustrated and want to give up.
哎，你非常想要放弃。
But if you keep persisting, keep replacing the lies with the truth, slowly, gradually, your heart begins to change.
但是你要试着继续用真理来取代谎言，一直不断来重复来。
But one thing you need to realize is that if you've believed a lie for years or even decades, it can take years or decades to see that thought pattern change.
如果你相信了谎言已经10年或者几十年的话，也会有很长的时间才改变它。
And it's easy when you feel frustrated over and over again to just want to give up.
也很容易就想说放弃好。
For example, if you're a rebellious type of person, you try to replace those lies with the truth, you can easily just give up.
但如果你是一个很叛逆的人的话，这个叛逆思维常常来的时候，你很容易放弃。
You know, you might just say, well, my grandfather had a rebellious streak, my father had a fiery personality, and I do too, it's just part of who I am.
我祖父很叛逆，我爸爸也很叛逆，所以呢，我也很叛逆。
You might want to make an excuse and just say, it's part of my personality, you got a problem with it, deal with it.
比方说，你这里一个借口，如果你有任何问题的话，就deal with it。
You might just say, yeah. So I say, you know, deal with it. I refuse to go into other people's mold.
但是我要拒绝要跟人家做重复犯同样的错误。
That sounds a lot better than just saying, I had the sin in my life and I just don't want to deal with it. I don't want to repent of it.
但是呢，如果你不愿意对对付这样的话，就是说去否定它。
It's frustrating to replace the lie with the truth over and over again.
有时候是非常的让你觉得。 很失望的，你一直要用真理去取代谎言。
But that's what we are called to do as followers of Jesus.
所以这就是我们为什么是称为是跟随耶稣的门徒。
In Romans chapter 8, verses 5 and 6, it says this.
罗马书第8章5到6节这样说。
Those who live according to their flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires.
随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事。
But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires.
随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
The mind governed by the flesh is death.
体贴肉体的就是死。
But the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace.
体贴肉体的乃是生命平安。
When our heart has been formed and shaped by the flesh, it leads to death and to sin.
如果我们的生命一直被过去的一些思维所控制的话，领到的就是。So
when we allow the Holy Spirit to form and shape our thoughts and our heart, it leads to life and peace.
但如果我们愿意体贴圣灵的话，就是生命跟平安。If
you're dealing with these wrong thoughts, if you're paying attention to your mind, you'll sometimes notice all kinds of crazy thoughts coming in.
有的时候你特别去注意的话，有时候会有一些非常疯狂的一些想法。
Sometimes they're frightening. But if you have these frightening, crazy thoughts, you need to realize you are normal. Sometimes you have thoughts coming into your mind that really pull on your heart and make you want to do something wrong, and that's scary. When that happens, you need to realize you're normal again. And you're experiencing what Jesus experienced. And we know that's true because in Hebrews chapter 4, it says that Jesus was tempted in every way that was without sin. See, the thoughts coming into our heart, tugging on our heart, is what we can call temptation. And temptation is not law, but giving in to the temptation. That's why we need to pay attention to what's going on in our heart, reject the lies, and believe the truth.
所以我们需要真的, 在我们知道我们心里的想法怎么样,
in 2 Corinthians 10:5, it talks about taking our thoughts captive, and it also talks about tearing down the law or demolishing strongholds and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And a lot of this happens when we do evangelism. They have certain arguments, pretensions, and ideas that have set themselves up against the knowledge of God and that keep them from putting their faith in Jesus. When we're able to share with them why those reasons are not good reasons to reject Jesus, that's what apologetics is. And remember, apologetics is not about apologizing, right? It's about reasons for believing. And that's why my wife and I have this ministry of apologetics. Not so that we can win debates or arguments with people, but so that we can love them by sharing the truth of Jesus and helping them to understand why faith in Jesus makes sense.
So, 我跟我的太太有这样的一个事工，不是要去跟人家去争吵，然后要去把人家赢得回来，而是跟他们分享真理。
Pastor Greg Groeschel is a pastor in Texas, and he wrote a book called Winning the War in Your Mind. And he says that as a pastor from a young, you know, pastoral age, he worked very hard in his church. He would always be the first to get to work and the last to leave. And he did this because he cared about his congregation. He wanted to see them grow in their relationship with God. He wanted to see people come to Christ. He wanted a lot of good things. But as a result of working in these long hours, his family didn't see him very much. And he says that one day he was in his office working late, and his daughter, his little girl, called him. Her name's Katie. And she called him saying, "Dad, when are you going to come home and play with me?" And he said, "Oh, don't worry, sweetie. I'll be home soon. Just hold on. Everything will be fine." And she sighed and she said to him, "Daddy, you don't live at home. You live at the office." Pastor Groeschel said that when she said that, it was like time stood still. Suddenly, the Holy Spirit spoke into his heart, convicted him of the fact that he was neglecting his family. And this began a whole process for him. He started reflecting on his commitment to his church, his commitment to his family, and where his priorities lay. And he realized he had been neglecting his family for a good thing, yes, serving his church. But he had been doing a good thing so much that he became a bad
thing.
So he began searching his heart and looking for the lies that he had come to believe and why he was behaving the way he was. He even went to counseling to help him learn what was going on inside his heart. That's something that all of us need to do at times in our lives. In fact, daily, we want to be asking God to search our heart, know our thoughts, and reveal to us what is going on inside of us. Did we come to believe in some lie because of some hardship or persecution or difficulty we went through?
And we did
that lie form and shape our heart in a way that is destructive and harmful?
And these
And what is the truth that we need to acknowledge to replace that lie with the truth? Even this morning, God may be revealing something to you. And if God is working your heart, you need to spend that time in prayer, reflecting and praying on your life. You might need to start this process the way Pastor Brochel did. Maybe you need to go to a counselor to help you address this. Maybe you need to talk to one of your pastors or a trusted Christian friend or something like that. Because what God wants in our lives is obedience, not sacrifice, but obedience. Sometimes we want to sacrifice and do all these things for God. But he wants us to address our heart, what's going on deep inside. And as God cleanses our heart, we become a vessel that God can use to reach those around
us.
As I finish off this morning, we want to read you two scripture verses and a quote. In Colossians 3, chapter 3, verse 2, it says the following. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Then in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, it says the following. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right.
弟兄们,我还有未尽的话,凡是真实的,可敬的,公义的,
whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
清洁的,可爱的,美丽的,如有任何德行,总是配得的,称赞,
the battle for our minds is probably the most important battle we're ever going to face.
我们要战斗我们这样的新的区别,是最严重的一个问题我们要解决。
This is a good quote. It's not in the Bible, but it's worth paying attention to. Watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character becomes your destiny. The journey to your destiny starts with your thoughts. Brothers and sisters, let's pray today. Lord God, King of the universe, you are sovereign of all things.
亲爱的主,你是宇宙的主,你可以是管掌一切的。
You are sovereign over our lives, and it is your will that we want for us. Lord, if you are convicting anybody this morning, I pray that you magnify that voice in their heart that they won't turn away
from you.
I pray that they will spend the time searching their hearts and the mind. Thoughts to know what is your will for them.
我们需要真的是每一个都要检查我们的心，知道你自己的在我们生命中的一个改变。
To know how their past experiences have formed and shaped them.
我们过去的经历完全塑造了我们现在的自己。
And to understand where they have been deceived.
我们曾经是被欺骗的。
Lord, allow them to help them experience the freedom that you want for them.
但是我主啊，你愿意把最好的，让我们能够从这样一个捆绑里面得释放。
May they say yes to your spirit.
我们愿意每一个人在神面前对圣灵说是的。
I pray for all of this in the name of Jesus.
我们将祷告祈求奉主耶稣圣名。阿门。
Thank you.